Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 21st day in the month of June 2025. It's a beautiful new day and the Lord is in the house and He's ready to speak to us. He's ready to give us the bread of life. The question I always ask at the beginning of the show is, are you ready to listen? It's one thing for us to be able to hear the word, and it's another thing for us to be able to take in the word and obey the word. So once again, are you ready to listen to the Lord? I don't want you to only be the partaker of today's blessings. I don't want you to take from the table of the Master. I want you to invite as many people as possible so that they can take in the word, they can be encouraged, and their faith can be stirred up. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, today is the first day in the month of June 2025, and we'll be looking at a topic that says the precedent of precedents. The precedent of precedents. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 21. My hope is built on nothing less. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Psalm 89 to 94. Psalm 89 to 94. Our memory verse is taken from Psalm 119, verse 113. Psalm chapter 119, verse 113. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Our Bible reading is taken from Daniel chapter 2, from verse 20 to 23. Daniel chapter 2, from verse 20 to 23. From verse 20 it reads, and said, praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are His. He changes times and seasons. He deposes kings and raises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with Him. I thank and praise you, God of my ancestors. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we asked of you. You have made known to us the dream of the King. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, in my travels around the world to preach the gospel, I have discovered that not all precedents are the same. I once visited a small country where the total number of policemen in the country was 20. That nation is recognized by the United Nations. So when nations gather at the United Nations General Assembly, the president also shows up. However, you cannot compare that precedent to the precedent of a country that has 40,000 policemen. In the same way, you cannot compare Jesus to any earthly leader. He is the precedent of precedents, according to Revelation chapter 19, verse 16. Daniel chapter 4, verse 32 says that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men. If you want doors to open to you, you should befriend President Jesus. He has a name that is above every other name, and all things in heaven, on earth, and underneath the earth should bow when his name is mentioned, according to Philippians 2 from verse 9 to 11. No matter how powerful a president is, if he or she announces a curfew, it will only be effective within his or her territory. However, Jesus has influence all over the world, in heaven, and even underneath the earth. You should aim to have an intimate relationship with him. You should also aim to be so intimate with him that everywhere you appear, doors will open unto you, as though President Jesus himself is the one who has appeared. You can become intimate with God by loving his laws. David, the man after God's heart, said, "Oh, I will love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day," according to Psalm 119, verse 97. When you love someone, you will always want to spend time with that person. God's law are his principles, and they can be found in his word. As you meditate on them and allow them to fill your heart, you will become more intimate with this person, abilities, and power. David also said that those who love God's law have great peace, and nothing shall offend them, according to Psalm 119, verse 165. If nothing offends you, it means that nothing shakes or moves you. President Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and those who are intimate with him will always enjoy peace no matter the situation surrounding them. No matter how terrible an economy of a nation gets, those in a president's household are confident that they will always have something to eat. If this is true for earthly presidents, how much more with President Jesus, who presides over unshakable kingdoms and economy, according to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. Today's a put intimate with the president of all presidents. Are you intimate with the president of all presidents? May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. But before you do share this message, I would like to ask you, do you have an intimate relationship with the King of Kings? If you are yet to surrender your life to Christ, here is one opportunity to just hand him over your life. He's the president of all presidents, and trusting him with your life is going to be the best decision you can ever make as an individual. So if you're ready to surrender your life to Christ, I'd like you to bow your head and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you as my personal Lord and Savior. I ask that you forgive me of every of my iniquities. I ask that you cleanse me. I ask that you purify me. Come and make my heart your dwelling place. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. I would like to encourage you to share today's message. There is somebody out there that is waiting to receive. There is somebody out there that is waiting for a prompt just to have a beautiful relationship with the King of Glory. And you might just be the one to introduce them to the president of all presidents. And if you want to be that person, you can be that person by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll find all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned, and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.